This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
COVID, let's talk about it. Seems like we at one point were kind of going, at least we're done with this pandemic finally. Doesn't feel like it is that way when you look at the news, Carly.
No, and I know people don't want to talk about it, but unfortunately we're back in a spot where we actually have to talk about it.
At least acknowledge it.
And we've decided to get a reliable source on, because as we know when it comes to COVID, there's a lot of unreliable sources out there. Mm-hmm. So joining us now is Dr. Andrew Rochford. Good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate that. Now I've got something to live up to. Hoping to be reliable. Let's do my best. I assume you're comparing me to other sort of sources of information that we all go to. And
sure.
I'm hoping I can do better than TikTok. That is a benchmark.
Well, we're kind of comparing against ourselves. You can do better than us as well. Let's start with an open-ended question, but geez, it's the one that we've got to ask. Where are we at with COVID right now? Are we ever going to see the end of it?
I mean, the experts aren't surprised. I think that there was a lot of hope related to sort of going through those first two stages. We had no idea, what are we doing? This is very scary. Then we had all the masks and the social distancing, and we all became very good at that. We did a great job in Australia shutting borders down. We started getting vaccines. We did a great job of getting vaccines rolled out. And then we sort of got to that point where the strain started to change. We all sort of had our vaccination, and we went back to opening up borders and doing the normal thing, hoping that the virus was kind of bored and would go away. It's not. And COVID-19 is not going to work like that. And so we're seeing an increase in cases. This isn't surprising. But for now, we still need to take it as seriously as we have in the beginning.
Speaking of taking it seriously, obviously in the beginning of this pandemic, we couldn't have been taking it any more serious. In fact, we were all scared of getting COVID. Most people I know now have caught COVID. But the unfortunate thing is, whilst we do want to kind of return to normal, and we have returned to normal, there are still people, unfortunately, that are not surviving this virus. So where is the nice balance between accepting that COVID is in the community and also trying to protect those vulnerable people?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's the old saying, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound? And that's kind of where we got to, because in the beginning, it's all we heard. Just because we're not hearing it doesn't mean it's not still happening. Yeah. People are still dying from this disease. And it's about us making sure that we do the things that we can do as individuals, because you might get sick and be really unwell. I guarantee you don't want to get COVID, but there are other people out there that it could be deadly for. And so we still need to continue to be mindful of that.
Been a lot of chat lately about bringing in a mask mandate into the country. What's your thoughts on that?
Look, I think it comes down to personal responsibility. I think that's a huge part of what we need to do now. Do we need to be told to wear masks? I don't think we do. I think we understand that masks is a good thing. Masks protect you. We should decide that in certain circumstances, and we're all epidemiologists and we're all infectious diseases experts now. You kind of know those situations. You'll be indoors. You might be on public transport. You might be shopping for a period of time. You know those are high-risk circumstances. That's where we need to get to. For this to get to a point where it becomes us living with COVID, do we need the government to kind of tell us what to do? Or are we in a place now where we know what to do and we need to be encouraged to, you know, take that responsibility to do it?
Absolutely. Before we let you go, any last message out there to people listening right now who are concerned about COVID?
I think it's not a bad place to be. You know, being overly concerned, I think, you know, the mental health impacts of COVID can't be ignored. So if you're struggling in that space, you've got to make sure you're reaching out and asking for help, and stay home when you're sick. That's a really simple way for us to start getting to a point where less of us have this.
Absolutely. Dr. Andrew Rochford, an absolute pleasure to chat to you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
This is going viral at the moment. The correct pronunciations on a number of cities and things around the world that we commonly say incorrectly, Carly.
Okay.
You're a traveller? You've experienced
Am
the world?
I?
Well, I think so. Not recently. Okay. But you've been like to Hawaii.
Yeah, actually, I mean, who's a traveller these days,
no,
to be honest?
Well, yeah, rich people. But you've been, where have you been?
I have.
Europe?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Which I won't be, by the way, looking up flights from WA to Europe over the weekend. That was a reality check I can't afford.
You've been to America?
Oh, yeah, I went there. Yeah, that was a nice place. I mean, is that the epitome of culture?
I was just trying to lean in the list, but I was hoping you were going to help me out because I don't really know how to read your
mind. Singapore.
There we go.
Yep. Hawaii, New Zealand.
Oh, it's actually New Zealand. She's already off to a bad start. Sorry, guys. So I've got a list here. These are more of the more common ones that everyone is pronouncing wrong. And what I've done is I've printed them on a piece of paper. So I'm going to show you the way it's written, and then you need to tell me how you think it's pronounced.
Oh, okay.
And then I will either correct you or reward you with a nice, handy ding.
Okay, I like this.
All right. So let's start with the first one on my list. Famous film festival location.
Oh, I always get nervous when we have to talk about this on the show.
I normally say both, I notice, when I say it on air.
Is it Cannes?
Is it Cannes? Do you really think it's Cannes?
Well, I was saying Cairns for years because I lived in
Cairns. Should be saying Cairns. Back yourself.
Oh, it's Cairns. It's like Cairns. It's Cairns, not, Australia.
Don't be throwing any extra on that. It's Cairns.
I was trying to be fancy.
Yeah, so don't be fancy. Number two, go with this one right here. Very famous river.
River Thames?
God, no. No, River Thames.
River Thames.
The Thames. It's spelt Thames, T-H-A-M-E-S, but it's River Thames.
Say that again.
Say what?
What
Thames?
Is it? River.
River Thames. It's the Thames.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not how it looks.
I got producer Bailey. She's English. She's nodding.
She literally nearly had a heart attack. Then that's sacrilege to her.
I think she did. The famous national park of the U.S.
Oh, Yosemite National Park.
You are taking the Mickey. How do you actually say it?
Yosemite, like Vegemite.
Are you seriously? Wow. Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Like after Yosemite Sam.
Well,
is
it looks
the name
like
from.
It
it's
has might in it.
Y O S E. So yours and then mite, M-I-T-E, okay. But it's Yosemite. This is, you are not doing well. You are not well-traveled. Next one. Let's go to this famous, very famous location.
Oh, the Louvre. The Louvre. I'm just joking.
No. Commit to your answer because they're both wrong so far.
Oh, are they? Oh, I thought it was, okay, Louvre. Like Louvre.
Louvre.
Oh, you're just
I've got it right here. It's got a little
That's
bra.
Only if you're French. Bra.
No. Vra.
I'm Australian, Louvre. So I say Louvre.
No, you're Australian, so you're saying it wrong. Let's go to this one. We've got two more of these to go. Very famous location.
Pizza. Like pizza. I'm going to a pizza.
Don't know where the hell you're going. No, that is not correct. That's not how you say that. It is actually pronounced Ibiza. Ibiza.
There's no tha in that.
I'm telling you right now, it's Ibiza.
How do you know? When do you go to Ibiza?
No, I just got it written on a piece of paper from the internet. I don't know these things. Like maybe I've been saying them wrong, but I'm going to own that right now. We're making a fool out of you, not me. Last but not least.
Oh, the Maldives. What? It's Mal and then dives. Like Mal likes to dive. It's the Maldives. It's where Mal goes to dive. The Maldives.
The Maldives.
No, it's not.
I'm 100%. I'm not messing with you. It's the Maldives. I hope everyone learnt something, especially in this room. We're in a debate, Carly.
Yes. So we're in a hypothetical debate, but it's not hypothetical to us. It's personal and it matters. So say hypothetically, and you never know what could happen in life, that you can only use one piece of cutlery going forward for every single meal for the rest of your life. We are asking you on 131060, what would it be? I'm team spoon.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a different reasoning. I'm vegetarian.
So you're not so cutting things with
not
an arm.
Cutting things. And I also love to eat soup. And like a knife or a fork can't hold liquid.
Team knife over here because I'm practical. I like to cut things open. I don't know if I need to like, you know, cut up bits of meat, maybe open an avocado, whatever I need to do. And I know I can just use my hands for the rest or drink straight out of a bowl like a human being. It's fine. You don't need a spoon. You definitely don't need a fork. But the 131060, we do want to open it up because as dumb as this debate is, it is getting heated. So Josh from Mora, good morning.
Good morning, mate.
Now, Josh, team knife, team spoon, or for some random reason, team fork. What are you?
Spoon.
Yes, team you spoon. Are, because you're a practical man.
Interesting choice. Why the spoon over the knife?
Well, anything you need to really cut, you could pick up with your hands and just bite into.
True.
Like, you're an animal.
You know, a steak. Yeah.
Yep.
A little bit.
but a spoon, surely you can just drink it straight out of a bowl or anything. Like, what is the spoon? What is the spoon doing that I can't
not
just drink out of a bowl?
Not if it's hot soup.
You can blow on it. Like, have you not done that before, Josh?
Well, there's certain things that you don't want to pick up with your hands, like, you know. You don't want to trying to tip macaroni cheese into your mouth.
Exactly, because it holds volume. That's the thing, the volume. So it might not just be soup. It might be like macaroni and cheese. It might be like a chickpea curry. Like,
so you're going to sit there and just gnaw at an avocado skin trying to open it up, or you're somehow going to try and spoon in there. That's a weird one, I don't know.
I don't eat avocados. So.
There we go. See, that's a team spoon.
What about rock melon? You're going to do that with a spoon? Good luck. No chance.
I don't eat that either.
Oh, see, here we go.
He doesn't eat anything.
No, I'm putting that as a point for team
spoon.
Yeah,
that's fair. All right, let's go to Kim and Katanning. Hello.
How you going, mate?
Very well. What are you, team cutlery-wise, could choose between a fork, a knife, and a spoon. Which one are you backing?
I'm going to have to go to the fork, mate.
Oh,
the hybrid.
Greedy man.
The hybrid. Loves them both.
I kind of see your reasoning. I mean, we weren't going to add a spork in, but I
another
guess
another debate off air.
Yeah, but no, I agree. Actually, a spork.
A spoon.
No, I'm still going spoon.
You have to go spork. You can cut stuff with the end of the fork, and you got a spoon for soup.
Yeah, there's some truth to
that. Sporks don't have enough of a spoon.
Enough spoonness to them. Okay. Oh, well, that's all right. Well, Kim, that's his. You're not taking that as a win, by the way. You're still 1 point spoon.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go to Belinda and Donnybrook. Your thoughts between cutlery. What's the one you want to lock in?
I have to agree with Team Spoon.
Thank you. Another Team Spooner. Interesting choice.
Spoon with
what
me.
Is
I
it,
love
the
it.
Spoon over the knife that you love?
I love ice cream.
Oh,
See, I love
yes!
ice cream too, but I, oh, yeah.
You can't eat ice cream with a knife. Good
oh,
luck with
God.
That.
I'm being overrun
you
over here.
You would be literally living a useless
cream.
Existence with a knife.
Oh, God. You're so,
wow, that's Belinda, you've definitely found
argument.
The loophole there. I think we are slowly getting him over to our side.
I think you are. I need a really good argument for Team Knife. We've got Dags and Geraldton. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. Dags, what are we locking in? Your one bit of cutlery, a fork, a spoon, or a knife. What are you doing?
Hey, my friend, Alan, I'm on your team. I'm with Team Knife.
Yes! Okay. Well, okay. All right, I'm back. I'm back on Team
Knife. Good luck having no joy in your life because you can't have ice cream.
Hey, good luck having no joy in your life. You can eat ice cream with a knife. You can cut it out of the bowl
Sorry.
And scoop it up and put it in your mouth.
What?
Carly, I want to know how you're going to open your cans of soup. You can use a knife to open it.
Well, who opens a can of soup with a knife?
Who opens it with a spoon?
I do, because I have the can opener and you kind of flick the little, the you know, the pulley thing.
What about your packets at the shop that have got all your stuff sealed up inside them and you can't even open them with your teeth?
That's
oh,
true. That's true. Trying to get one of those packs of scissors out when you buy them?
I got these little chompers.
Nah, Dags is spot on. Dags, thanks for calling. I think we're going to leave it there. But, geez, what a great debate.
Yeah.
Bring it to the workplace, guys. Let us know how you go. Get fired up about it. Bring it to the schoolyard if you want. Let us know. I've got a surprise from my ANZ bank account.
Oh, that's never good.
I didn't know what to expect. So I logged into the app like I usually do, just checking if I got money. I had money. Thank God
just
for that.
Just checking that if you swipe it, it's going to go through.
Basically, yeah. And so then it came up with, your yearly report is ready. Click to view. And I went, report? What's this? And so click it, download a PDF, and it's like 9 pages of kind of where my money in my savings account has been going over the last 12 months. And I was like, this is kind of interesting. I could see the mortgages and credit card payments.
I don't need that reality check. Thank you.
Then I found this thing that said money out breakdown by merchant. And it has, like, for example, BP, where, you know, you're spending money for fuel.
Yeah.
And how much I spent on fuel. And now this is just with my savings account. This isn't including my credit card or if I pay cash or whatever, or if jeweler pays for it. So it wasn't that bad until I scrolled down and got to KFC. Would you like to guess how much on my own savings account that I spent on KFC last financial year? This is just my savings.
Okay,
this isn't including when jeweler
buys it. First
of
all, I need to know what your order is at KFC so I can kind of, I'm terrible at maths. But
it varies.
Okay, so on average, like how much are you spending like on a typical order?
Oh, it could be. It varies. It really does. Just for one or the whole family?
Like for me, sometimes I'll get a large chips and that'll be it. Well,
oh,
that's
no,
all
never
I can
that
get
small.
KFC.
What are you, insane?
Okay.
No.
All right. So we're getting producer Bailey.
What she said.
Has just said $376. That is conservative compared to what I was going to say.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't even know what a 3-piece feed's going for these days.
About $12.
$12. Okay. All right.
I'm going
to say. Actually, no, I'm going to go under. I'm going to have some faith because you did say you were having a break from KFC for a while.
Yep.
I'm going to say $175.
$726.
On KFC.
Yeah, all three letters. Texted my wife.
For that, you should get an extra letter.
I texted Julia straight after. I said, guess what we're cutting out?
I was going to ask you how your cholesterol's going, but I'm scared.
Cholesterol's fine.
You've paid good money for that.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.